Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Monday night, Or L'Tez Zayin Iyar, and we're learning about Heteris and Shtariska, and we'll start from Siftes, Simen Samach Vav Siftes. Emanuel Saint Rotzer Shamakabel. Now sometimes a guy is not happy with the Heteriska, he's afraid. Right, it's not ironclad enough for him. The problem is, the more ironclad it is, the more usher it is. But so he's trying to get around it. So he has, and this happens, and where it used to happen more often, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is addressing that. People had two shtaros, two promissory notes. One was the Heteriska, and then they had I think the banks in Eretz Yisrael, at one point it was discovered that they considered the Heteriska like a ceremonial thing, but the real shtar that governs if there's a sichsuk, let's say, on a mortgage, is the shtar, let's say, the secular shtar, or it's in Hebrew, but it's secular, not the Heteriska that he signed with you. It's like a ceremony. Anyway, that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch deals with. This is apparently was a real problem. And I know Saint Rotzer Shamakabel, if the giver, the investor, wants that the receiver of the money give him shtar chov poshut, a regular loan shtar. Heteriska talks about investing, right? A regular loan shtar va'amitz, and it's binding b'chok ha'medina. If the guy doesn't want to make payment, maybe his motivation is not so bad. He wants that if the guy dies, or if he refuses to give him the money, not because he claims it was a loss and he's willing to swear, etc. He just doesn't want to pay him, so he has to take him to court. Yeah, so you go in with the Heteriska, the court's going to look at it and go, you can't be serious. Like, what is this? It's a joke. Maybe they won't think of doing anything. So the real answer is to draw up a Heteriska with the advice of a lawyer, not to scrawl two lines, but to draw it up with a lawyer and to make sure it's binding al pi chukei hamedina. It's not that difficult a thing to do. Then you explain to the judge why you made such a convoluted shtar. I mean, it could be explained that if the judge is a lawyer, hopefully he was once a lawyer, he'll understand what you're doing, as long as it's drawn up properly by a lawyer. But you didn't hotchplotch it. But apparently they used to try, this is done al pi Heteriska, shalom al Yisrael, amen. You can't go to court with that. So they used to want a regular shtar so that they can go to court and get the money. Maybe not even the interest, maybe the principal. He just didn't want any trouble in court. The Heteriska was like a weird shtar.
So it has to be only the principal.
Let's read what he says. If he wants another shtar that's going to be a regular loan shtar, because he wants to be able to collect his money if he has trouble, if the guy dies, or if he denies it, and he has to go to court, so he wants something that's good, al pi chukei hamedina. See, and that he wants a straightforward loan document. He doesn't want to go to court with some convoluted thing that the judge is going to look at him like he's nuts. Yehelo noke ligvos ma'osu la'idei erkois. Who knows? Maybe if they look at it as an investment, they say, how come you didn't pay taxes on your investment? Capital gains tax. I don't know. So you want it to be a straight loan. Elisha Baalpeh, this is his point. So you have a regular loan document that's maybe binding the Chukei HaMedina with Ribbis, and you orally say, Shabbos Azeh Hibetara Siska. You say, orally, it's not in a shtar. You say, the document is a document, but we're Jews, we don't want to be over this Aribis, so we are making up amongst ourselves, maybe they say it in front of witnesses, that the money should be al pi Heteriska, which means it's really an investment, blah, 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 blah. Lo mahani, he says it doesn't help. It's not effective. You have not avoided the Issa Aribis if you have a regular loan document with Ribis in it, that's good al pi Chukei HaMedina, and you orally make up with the guy, Nishkan Shabbos Garet, or it should be Al Pi Heteriska, says the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch Lo Mahani. Vafilu Hashtar Einu El Al Akerim Belevad. Even if the shtar is only on the principal, but it presents it as a loan, a straightforward loan. The chivin the hanosin yochaligvos kolamo shemishtar chol biyado afilu miyah hefset borer. This flies in the face of the hefderisko, because with this shtar lemaisa, you can collect the principal even if it's 1,000% clear to everybody in the world that there was a loss, there was no gain. But still, this shtar, it's a loan with ribbis. Osur, so therefore it's osur. It doesn't matter what you orally said, because you could collect with this shtar. You could walk into any court and you have a shtar. Bafilo mamakabo mamin lahanosein. Even if he trusts him, vuadim chosid, that he will not collect with this document if there's a loss that can be proven. Lomani, it doesn't mean anything, because Lomaisa, you have a loan document, you have a star, and it's a valid star, and it's also, you're ribbis, you're violating ribbis, even if you trust him not to use the star. So what? It's a valid legal document. He gives him another document. Because he could hide it. Will conceal, will hide the document. You can't have such a shtar chov. You could write another document, which is the shtar iska, writing in it that it overrides this, but then you have to give it to a third party. You can't give it to the guy, even if you trust him. You give it to a third party to hold, a shalish. You give it to a third party.
Almost like a guarantor.
An escrow. Yeah. It's like an escrow, right? Oh, or the investor signs the shtar iska, he says. It's another eitza. Shehanosin yachta besatzwa la shtar iska v'yemunuch b'yana makabel. And the makabel holds on to it. So he's not going to hide it. Oh, she yechtiv al ashtar chov. Well, they write on the shtar chov that it's being done al piya heteriska, the terms of which are in the safe deposit box by us. You can write that into the loan document. Again, you would do that with a lawyer to make sure it's legally something. Or at the very least, they should have edim shashtar chov ubutoras iska. Again, you want to avoid the isaribis. If you do it properly, the way I suggested here, writing a second star and giving it to an escrow, or having witnesses testify that it's being done al pi hetariska, then even afilu nichal b'shtar chov hakeren imarevach, even if it's a regular shtar chov with ribbis, shaper dami, it's okay.
But in
so you do have an eitzah if you have this problem. And you want to have a straightforward start.
No banks.
What?
No banks do this. They're Jewish owned banks, but they don't do any of this. They have a third document, a shtar iska, but they have to have regular loan documents. They're required, by law.
It says in the loan document to top at the risk.
Here,
I'm talking about here. The States, I don't know what they do. The States are usually dealing with Goyim, no?
A lot of times they have Jewish owned.
You have to go to a rav that knows the din and knows what he's doing. You should have a regular star because you want the courts to recognize that you shouldn't have any problems. You have a client?
Yeah.
Could you take me to? He's just giving you an eitzah.
Yeah, I didn't get
the eitzah. The eitzah, you have to make it. You can't create a situation where it's where. In effect, it's going to be hard where it's easy to just have the loan document and collect up the loan document. Then you have a ribbon situation. He gives a few eights. Either write into the star in a legally binding way, I'm adding, that it's being done. It's really an iska al pi heteriska. If a lawyer says that's okay, you haven't ruined the star. Or make another star and write in it iska, and says that overrides this one, but then you have to put it in escrow. because if just the investor's holding on to it, he could hide it, he could tear it up. Or he can give it to that guy, and he should co-sign it, so that the recipient is holding on to it. He doesn't want to rip it up, he wants it to be around, because that's his benefit.